KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 49 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education Monday evening approved recommendations from the district's principals for the hiring of new teachers. Superintendent Dr. Mike Amstein presented the names for approval to the board. First up was recommendations from Washington Elementary Principal Stacy Horning. She recommended, and the board approved, the hiring of Jessica Larson, who currently serves as a teacher for the Exira EHK schools, Ellie Hirschner, and Macy Silliman of Winterset, a Drake University graduate with endorsements in reading and elementary special education. Horning said that they have not decided where those teachers will be placed within the district until the hiring process is complete. She did say those candidates were told it would be somewhere between the second through fourth grades. In addition, the board approved a short list of teacher transfers to different positions within the district.
Stacy's recommending that Cheryl Hensman be transferred to Title I math, Lisa Krogman be transferred to the small group Day 1 literacy, Steph Terrell be transferred to Title I, K-1, Stacy Johnson to second grade. Stacy currently teaches her at-risk math between Washington and Shula, and Lindsay Benning, who is working as a literacy teacher this year, to third grade.
Atlantic High School Principal Heather McKay recommended, and the board approved, Morgan Peterman as a new high school teacher. Peterman is a graduate of Northwest Missouri State University. They also approved Brielle Servin as a freshman ELL support for student summer school. She currently serves as the ESL coordinator for the Atlantic School District. There are still a handful of positions left to fill in the district, which is looking to replace a dozen educators who took advantage of an early retirement incentive designed to save the district nearly $1.8 million over the next 5 years, with a $385,000 savings the first year alone. News time is 7:09.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Officials of the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, of Iowa say three Atlantic High School seniors will share the Robert Mannheimer Student Advocacy Award for taking a courageous stand, editorializing logically and eloquently in the online student newspaper about the district's lack of transparency after an Atlantic teacher tweeted an inappropriate photo of a hand over a breast. Allison Berryhill, AHS English teacher and journalism advisor, nominated Megan Plambeck, Lily Zablocki, and Sierra Smith for the award. The trio, who write for the Atlantic School's online newspaper, the AHSNeedle.com, were called on to use their writing skill and thinking power to research and write an editorial about a tense situation in the school district, according to Berryhill, who said that the topic was a volatile one. A questionable tweet had been posted from a beloved teacher's account. The students and community wanted an explanation, and the administration was tight-lipped, she said. The ACLU said the students rightly called out the administration, saying that it was holding students and teachers to different standards in sharing and using questionable social media. In a jointly authored editorial last September, they wrote, quote, "It is important that authorities maintain transparency in how they are addressing the situation, especially in a case where the issue is widespread public knowledge." Berryhill said in her nomination that the maturity of the writing and clarity of purpose resulted in an editorial that was praised by the community, including teachers and even school board members. As local and state news outlets picked up the story, the district superintendent ultimately provided the community with at least acknowledgement of the situation and assurance that the matter had been addressed. A copy of the student editorial can be found by going to the ACLU's website at www.aclu-ia.org. ACLU of Iowa Executive Director Ben Stone said he was pleased that the award recognizes three young journalists upholding basic First Amendment principles of free speech and expression. The ability to question authority, he says, is the cornerstone of democracy. Stone said it's especially appropriate that the ACLU of Iowa give this award to students, since it has a long history of defending student First Amendment rights, including the landmark black armband case of Tinker versus the Des Moines schools in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. The three students will be formally named as winners of the Mannheimer Award at the ACLU of Iowa's annual dinner in Iowa City this Saturday, May the 3rd. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Betty Louise Paulson, age 85 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A memorial service for Betty Paulson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Harley Edwin Nissen, age 82, of Council Bluffs, died Sunday. Funeral services for Harley Nissen will be held on Wednesday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, at the United Church of Christ in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Faye Androy, age 59, of Missouri Valley, died Sunday. Funeral services for Faye Androy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Genzen, age 78, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Daryl Genzen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Coles, age 72, of Portsmouth, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Gary Coles will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joe Schultz, age 91, of Manila, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Joe Schultz will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. George G.M. Baer, age 80, of Atlantic, that is, died Monday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for George G.M. Baer will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Clara Simons, age 80, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Clara Simons will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And Dory Schmidt, age 85, of Greenfield, has died. Graveside services for Dory Schmidt will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.